find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
Okay, so this is hilarious, really. There was this guy who was shopping at a Walmart. Well, when I say shopping, I actually mean basically stealing everything.
Lifting.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
So it's 52-year-old man in Georgia who he was just like shoplifting lotion and soap from Walmart, and then he decided to make his getaway on one of the store's motorized carts, which, you know, those carts.
Oh, yeah.
They don't go very fast. So he,
you're never going to catch me.
And they're just like walking behind him.
Sir, just get off the, just get off the motorized cart.
You're going to run out of battery. So he, you know, loaded up the cart and then decided to start like making his getaway. And he was confronted by a store security guard. I don't know why that like the security guard didn't really stop him, but the cops do know the man's identity and they're looking to arrest him. So apparently he got away.
That's crazy, because I know some stores the shoplifting policy is just, you know, don't confront them, contact authorities, and then
yes,
deal with it. But how do you not catch a guy on a motorized cart?
Like at that point, I would just stand in front of the cart and be like, no.
Just give me the soap.
He could have tried to run him down, too, so that could have been an issue.
Well, another slow-moving thief down in Miami. A 75-year-old Maura Gregg was recently cleaning her Toronto, Canada apartment. She discovered a library book that was 73 years overdue.
Wow.
So she decided to take this book back to the Silver Springs, Maryland library, and she thinks that her mom checked out the postman when she was a child. And she ended up sending an apology letter along with the book, but
I was going to say, I'm like, she's 73. It was checked out 75. It was checked out 73 years ago. So she clearly did not do it.
She was a two. But so her mom was the thief.
I really want to know what the fees were on that book. And I'm sure they probably just like let it go.
I'm sure they're ridiculous. And I'm sure it's to the point where they just probably say, let's call it even. I just, I'll buy the whole library. instead of paying the late fees.
These
we good with that?
Mine.
Yeah. You're never going to catch me. I stole your book. That's Coffee Talk for this morning.